You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IPSA World Blind Games 2023. And many of the teams and athletes that are competing here during the games have to be classified to get a sense of their sight category B1, B2 or B3. And I'm joined by Joy Mint, who's one of the classifiers here. Joy, firstly, could you sort of explain what the sort of different categories are, the B1, B2 and B3?
Okay, certainly, no problem at all. So B1, B2, B3, and there's actually, for some sports, a B4 category as well. So B1 are the athletes that have very, very little vision. They may not have no vision at all. They may have just light perception. And then as you go through B2, B3, the vision is slightly better. Some sports actually have sport-specific classification. So, for example, judo, which is going on today, they have different categories, which is J1 and J2. So J1, again, are the athletes that have very, very poor vision, and J2, slightly better.
And when you're classifying somebody, is it an ophthalmologist who does the sort of initial classification and they look at the visual acuity and also the field of vision?
So what we need for classification is initially we ask the athletes to see an ophthalmologist in their own country. They fill out a medical diagnostics form, which is then provided to the international classifiers. The international classifiers are always a panel of two from around the world. There's always at least one ophthalmologist on the panel. Sometimes it may be an ophthalmologist or an optometrist. And they will then verify the details on that MDF, the medical diagnostics form, and then, if applicable, award the athlete a sports class status.
And when athletes come to events like this, they also get classified again, don't they?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So when an athlete is awarded a sports class status, and they're not just assigned a category B1, B2, B3, and they're also then awarded a second status. So confirmed means they are classified for life unless their vision changes for any reason. There's also a review status, which says they then have to be reviewed at the next competition they go to. And then there's a review with a year, which is usually either 2 or 4 years. So depending on what their current status is when they come into the games, depends on whether they need to be classified at that particular games.
I suspect your job is very busy at the beginning of the games because you've got all the teams coming in and the athletes and classifying them.
Absolutely. So this particular game, so the World Blind Games is obviously one of the biggest games outside of the Paralympic Games. And as I'm sure you're aware, we've got a significant number of athletes here. And we've classified in the region of about 350 athletes while we've been here. In fact, on the last day of classification, we had 7 panels going on, which is very significant. It's one of the biggest classification events, as I say, ever, in fact.
And do you occasionally at a championships like this, at a World Games, do you sometimes get people who will come through as a particular B1 or B2 and other people might say, well, actually, I think they need to be reclassified? Do you sort of reclassify people at an event?
We don't reclassify people at an event unless they're due for classification. If they're due for classification because of a previous sports class status, or they come forward and say they feel their vision has changed, in which case then we would do a reclassification. People can't just be classified, you know, they have to submit all their documentation at least 6 weeks in advance of the games and then reviewed by the classifier panels. So there is a process they need to go through in order to be classified.
Because I just wondered if somebody comes and somebody might think, oh, hang on, that person might be sort of B1 or B2 or B3, and they might be sort of people's perception, because vision is such a wide band, isn't it? And
yes.
Some people might think, well, actually that person should be classed as a B2 instead of a B1. Does anything like that happen during a championships?
It can do. It's very rare. People tend to trust the classification process. It's very rare. And another country could potentially protest against the classification status of an athlete in a different country. It does happen, but it is quite rare in the grand scheme of things.
So I suspect you're now very much relaxing a little bit and enjoying the sport?
Absolutely. So classification finished day before yesterday. Yeah, absolutely. It gives a chance now to actually sort of be a spectator, be a member of the public. And I've been enjoying watching the judo this morning, which has been great.
Well, Joy, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. It's been great. Nice to talk to you.